And listen, I am challenged by the sacrifice that the U.S. Army makes on our behalf. Today, with thinking about what I was going to share, it, I decided to share some values that the U.S. Army has. In fact, it's on their website. There's 7 values that every soldier has to get in them, and it has to be a part of who they are. I think those 7 values, while they're important for a soldier, they're equally as important for us today. And I hope that you're challenged by the sacrifice that even Kyle, who have come here, has said in basic training he had to memorize all of these 7 characteristics and implement them. The 7 values of the U.S. Army that we can apply to our own lives. The first value is loyalty. There was a wealthy old man who was very enthusiastic about his young, lovely bride. But sometimes he wondered if she was only out for the money. So one day he said, "If I lost all my money, would you still love me?" The bride said, "Of course I would still love you. Don't be silly. But I would miss you." She said, "Of course I would love you, but I'd miss you." Get it? Let it sink in. Okay. She's going to leave him because he lost all of his money. Listen, is that loyalty? That's the opposite of loyalty. The U.S. Army's definition is to bear true faith and allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, the Army, and other soldiers. Be loyal to the nation and its heritage. In fact, loyalty is something that they have to have from their soldiers. Loyalty to the person, loyalty to the unit, loyalty to the Army. It's the thread that binds together their actions and causes them to support each other, their superiors, their family, and even their country. Supporting a superior or a program, even though it is being openly criticized by peers or subordinates, it requires courage and loyalty. Loyalty. Whether or not we're ripping the U.S. Army or the country or the president, they are loyal. Scripture says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend is always loyal and a brother is born to help in time of need. A friend is always loyal, a brother is born to help in time of need. Listen, Jesus calls us to be loyal. We know our soldiers need to be loyal. Listen, we can apply that to our own lives, can't we? To be loyal. Loyal to who? Loyal to God, first and foremost. That whatever situation we find ourselves in, loyalty is a key value within our heart and who we are. No matter who's criticizing what, we are loyal. What else? Loyal to our church. Loyal to our church. No matter what a family member or a friend or somebody in the community says, we're loyal to the church that we belong to. Listen, no matter what the disgruntled person is gossiping about around our back table, if that happens, I don't know that that happens, but if that happens, loyalty says, I will not participate in that. Right? Loyalty. Loyalty to me is your pastor. Loyalty. That if I do something that you don't like, come to me. Do you understand? Loyalty. I don't know that we have an issue here, but that's something that we can apply. Loyal to our brothers and sisters in church. Those you sit next to. Don't let somebody rip them. Right? Don't let somebody say things about them. I don't think they really love the Lord. That's not loyalty, is it? Listen, the U.S. Army, they will live and die for loyalty. That's something we can apply in our own lives. Matthew 6:24. Jesus said, Nobody can serve two masters. You will hate one or love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Loyalty. We need to watch where our heart goes. With the U.S. Army men who went with Lewis and Clark on the expedition throughout the West, there was a moment in time where they ran to the northwest up to the Marias River And both Lewis and Clark thought that the river ran to the southwest. So the U.S. soldiers, they're in the unknown part of the western United States. They didn't know where they were going. The soldier said, "I think we should make a right." Lewis and Clark said, "I think we will make the left. I think that's where we should go." Now imagine that again. You're stuck 400 miles from nowhere walking or on horseback. You know, there's American Indians everywhere, and you're nervous, right? You don't know if there's coyotes or bears. What do? And the soldiers, showing their loyalty, said, "We believe it's here, but we will follow you because we were commanded to follow you. You tell us where to go, and we will go." And guess what? At that moment, Lewis and Clark were correct. And they found the Mississippi River, and everything was fine. Loyalty says, even if you don't understand, you will go where you said you would go or where you should go, regardless of how you feel in your heart at times, right? Loyalty. Loyalty. If there's a situation that comes up somewhere and you might think in your mind, "I can't believe so-and-so would say that." Well, guess what? Maybe they didn't. Maybe we need to go and to talk to that person or get at the heart of what they meant to say, right? The next value we're going to look at today, duty. Duty, to fulfill your obligations. Appellate wrote, "We cannot merely pray to you, O God, to end war, for we know that you have made the world in a way that a man must find his own path of peace within himself and with his neighbor. We cannot pray to you, O God, to end starvation, for you have given us the resources which to feed the entire world if we can only use them wisely. We cannot pray to you, O God, to root out prejudice, for you have already given us eyes with which to see the good in all men if we would just use them rightly. We cannot pray to you, O God, to end despair, for you have already given us the power to clear away slums and to give hope if we would only use our power justly. We cannot pray to you, O God, to end disease, for you have already given us great minds with which to search out cures and healing if we could only use them constructively. Therefore, we pray to you instead, O God, for strength, determination, and willpower to do instead of just pray, to become instead of merely to wish." What a powerful poem. Lord, give us the determination, the strength, and the willpower to fulfill our duty. The next value is duty, to fulfill your obligations, to act responsibly for your own actions and those entrusted in your care. To find opportunities to improve yourself for the good of the group. Every soldier must do what needs to be done without being told to do it. What a powerful statement. That's in the word-for-word article in the US, for the U.S. Army for them to memorize. Every soldier is to do what they need to do without being told. In fact, they're responsible to do those things that are just implied. You understand? Their duty is to make sure the job gets done. And also, they're responsible for those who are underneath of them. Accepting full responsibility for your actions and for your subordinates' performance. If the privates do something that's not right, their person over top of them, he's responsible. Right? And he knows that. And also, he's not just responsible for what they did or didn't do. He's responsible for what they should have thought of on their own in order to complete the task ahead. Duty isn't just following the letter of the law and ignoring the rest. Duty is getting the job done with pride, isn't it? We can apply that to our own lives today. Ecclesiastes 12 says, "Fear God and obey His commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad." Do your duty. Luke 17, Jesus says a powerful statement. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of his sheep, Jesus says, does his master say, "Come in and eat"? No. The master says, "Prepare my meal, put on your aprons, and serve me while I eat. Then you can eat later." And does the master thank the servant for doing what he was told to do? No, of course not. In the same way, when you obey me, you should say, we are unworthy servants who have simply done our duty. That blew me away as I read that. That when we obey the Lord, we say, Lord, we're simply servants who have done our duty to obey you. We don't serve God to make him look down upon us in a special way. We serve God because it's our duty and our privilege to serve God. Right? We don't give to God any offering because he's going to give us a mansion or a Cadillac. We give to God because it's our duty to give to the Lord. And it's our service to give to God. What a powerful thought. We serve because it's our duty. What a value we can incorporate into our lives. Again, our men and women who are fighting live with loyalty and duty. The next one, respect. Respect. Listen, the exact wording was to rely on the golden rule. Interesting. Do unto others what you would have them to do unto you. Respect. Treating others with consideration and honor. It's the ability to accept and value other individuals. To respect them, to value them. Respect is developed by accepting others and acknowledging their worth without feeling obligated to embrace all of their ideas. Interesting. Respect is developed by accepting others and acknowledging their worth without feeling obligated to embrace all of their ideas. Again, that's from the U.S. Army's wording on the definition of respect. That I will respect you because you are created in God's image and you have worth in the kingdom of God. I may not agree with you at all, but I respect you. Oh, that we would have respect for each other and to care about each other as the Lord would have us. Who's worthy of respect? God is worthy of great respect. Those in authority are worthy of great respect. Those who are faithful to God are worthy of great respect. We need to respect those. The next is selfless service. Their definition is put the welfare of the nation, the army, and your subordinates before your own. Selfless service leads to organizational teamwork and encompasses discipline, self-control, and faith in the system. It's your duty to place others before your own personal desires. Wow, if we could get some selfless service in the kingdom of God. They are taught, they need to incorporate this within their being, that they're willing to lay down their lives for their subordinates. Willing to lay down their lives. Put the needs of others before themselves. You know, we still have, I didn't see the news today, but there are still, as of last night, 2 missing soldiers that they can't find in Iraq. And I saw an interview on the news, and one of the commanders, a young guy, I was surprised he was a commander. This guy, he looked like a kid. And he said, I will give my life to find those 2 men. Selfless service. In the body of Christ, will we give our lives for anybody? Would we? Would we give our lives? Selfless service. Jesus said in Matthew 20, among the heathen, kings are tyrants, and each official lords it over those who are under them. But with you, it's different. Anyone wanting to be a leader must be your servant. Jesus turned the whole leadership mantle upside down. By being a leader, it means that you serve more. You serve more. There's more people to serve. The higher you go on the chain, in the Christian world, it's the opposite. You step down. Charles Malek, he was a Lebanese ambassador to the UN. He asked in a speech, what has been the greatest American contribution to the rest of the world? Has it been America's money? Has it been their food? Has it been their medical skill? Has it been America's military might? Has it been their industrial know-how? He answered, the greatest thing to come out of America has been the American missionary effort. He says the quiet, selfless men and women who have left the comfort and security of their homeland to bring the gospel of Christianity to less favored nations. Again, he was a UN ambassador from Lebanon. He said the greatest thing America has that has come out of America has been the missionaries who have quietly and selflessly left their own lives to share Jesus with others. Listen, the next value is integrity. Integrity. Do what is right legally and morally. Being willing to do what is right even when nobody is looking. It's our moral compass and an inner voice. Integrity. Integrity is the basis for trust and confidence in the U.S. Army. All soldiers are looking to see that you are honest and live by your word, it says. If you make a mistake, openly acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward. When you make a mistake, guys, this is what I did. I'm sorry. I will not do it again. And move forward. They have an example in their section of this on their website that if you forget to lock your car and all your army equipment is stolen, what will you do? Will you say somebody broke in and stole it, or will you say, I should have locked it? I take responsibility. And their wording is, if you lie at that point, your integrity is tarnished for the rest of your military career. Integrity. That you are sincere. Your word is your word. Plato said, I would rather that the whole world should be at odds with me and oppose me than that I myself should be at odds with myself and contradict myself. That was Plato. I would rather have the world against me than for me to be against myself. Speaking of integrity. Abraham Lincoln said, I am not bound to win. I am bound to be true. I am not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody who stands right and stand with him while he is right, but I'll part with him when he is wrong. Abraham Lincoln, being a person of integrity. Psalm 101, you can read that later, speaks a lot about integrity. That's a fantastic psalm to actually memorize, Psalm 101. The next value, personal courage. Our ability to face fear, danger, or adversity. Both physical and moral courage. Physical courage is overcoming fears from the body performed during your duty. That you will go and your personal courage will allow you to stand regardless of fear, regardless of the bullets that are being shot your way. Moral courage is overcoming fears other than bodily harm while doing what is right, even if it's unpopular. Moral courage. Regardless of what others say or what others think, I will do what's right. Oh, that we could be people of courage. Physical courage, that those who want to physically hurt me, I will not be afraid. Listen, that happens around the world today, no doubt. People in India, China, South Korea, Cuba, being persecuted for their faith. Those who need physical courage in order to meet for a Bible study. That doesn't happen here today that much. But listen, in your situation, you may not need physical courage for that. You may, I don't know. But we all need moral courage to even be that wacko who goes to that church wherever. You do what on Sundays? Nobody goes to church anymore. You do what? Pray? Read what? Read the Bible? You Bible-toting fool. Right? Listen, we need moral courage to say, I believe the Word of God. I'll pray for you. Regardless of what you think about me. But listen, regardless of what others say, we will have the moral courage to stand for the Lord. Acts 4, John and Peter were beaten for the faith. They were beaten for sharing Christ. If you read their prayer in Acts 4, what did they pray? Did they pray that the men would stop beating them? No, they prayed for boldness. Lord, give us your spirit that with more boldness, the word will go out. Oh, that we would have courage. What a value that we can assimilate into our own life. The last one, honor. Honor is the ability to live up to all the values. It starts with being honest with yourself and sincere in all of your actions. Having no false motive. Having no false motive. That you do whatever you do because you love God. Because you're serving the church. You don't serve the church so one day you can stand up and be the person up front for people to look at. That drives me nuts. Anybody that knows me, you know I've never wanted to come up here. It's no way. You know? Some of you are thinking, then stop, please, sit down. But listen, those who want to be made the big star, I just can't even fathom that. I have no idea. That's not even godly. Listen, we will love God and we will do things with real motives. In 1 Peter 5 and in the book of James, Scripture is repeated twice. God opposes the proud but favors the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. He will lift you up. We serve God with real sincere motives. Joseph Addison said, better to die 10,000 deaths than to wound my honor. David Robertson, the San Antonio Spurs basketball player, said this. It's important that I have good numbers and I'm well respected as a player. But I think it's more important that I'm respected as a man. And if you know anything about David Robertson, he's a Christian basketball player. He's retired now. He retired, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. He had the numbers. He's probably a Hall of Fame basketball player. And to him, it was more important that he was respected as a man. In closing, the 7 values I think we can apply to our own lives in honor of those who are living out these values now. As they are soldiers of the U.S. Army living out these values in Iraq, may we be soldiers of the Army of the Living God living out those values here on our own homeland. The value of loyalty. That we will be loyal. Family problems, stay within the family. Right? We don't gossip. We don't do that. Duty, we will do not only those things we should do, but we should do those things that are also, or we will do those things that are just implied. I've run across a lot of times you would ask somebody to vacuum. You'd say, can you, well, not here per se, just as an example. Can you run the sweeper? Okay. So they get the sweeper and they push it and they like never plug it in. You know anybody that does stuff like that? Well, he told me to run it, so I ran it over the carpet. I'm done my checklist. Well, it's implied. Unroll it and, you know, get the extension cord or whatever. That's implied. Now, I know that's a silly example. That's not even a real example. But you know other people who you've asked them to do something and they barely did it. You had to go back and redo it. Because they didn't do it right, because they didn't want to do it right. They didn't take their time, and they didn't fulfill their duty. That's not us. We love God. We will fulfill our duty. Respect. We will respect each other, even if we disagree. We will respect each other, because we see the worth that God has. Selfless service. We need to be people who are willing to lay down our lives and put the needs of others before our own. The desires of ourselves need to be subordinate to others. Honor. Honor. We'll be people of honor, integrity, and personal courage, moral and physical courage. We will stand for whatever. If you'll stand with me, we're going to close in prayer. Lord God, we thank you today. Again, for the men and women who are serving in our armed forces, God, we thank you. Lord, I pray that we would be soldiers of the King of Heaven and at least hold up these values, God. Thank you for those who are upholding these values of courage and integrity and honor and selfless service and loyalty and duty and integrity around the world for our freedom. Those in Iraq, God, and in other countries right now. and those who are still home. And we thank you for our veterans today, even those who, from this post, who allow us to use their building. Thank you. Bless them, God, this day. May we always be people who are grateful. And may we never forget that we're serving in the army of the King. Be praised today in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today as you go for this Memorial Day. Drive safe. And may these values be a part of our lives in honor of those who are serving.